And I want to take a look at some of the chip stocks today. Jared Blickery is here now for a closer look at NVIDIA, which I guess is having a pretty nice rally today. Jared, what's behind the move up?
That's right. And number one Yahoo Finance trending ticker as well. Well, let's go to the Wi-Fi Interactive because we have a nice rally underway for the entire industry, it seems. NVIDIA up 4.5% here. And I'll go through some of the analyst commentary. We know there are different segments to their business, but the one really in focus is data center. And that has to do with the cloud. And Citi, which rates the stock a buy with a price target of 223, says the data center outlook cleared buy side low teens growth expectations on accelerating demand in both vertical markets and hyperscalers. The guide for gaming products looks reasonable on fading mining demand. So there were some concerns that crypto mining would decrease because we saw that sharp sell-off in the second quarter. So might see a little bit of a slowdown in the third quarter. But overall, the focus on the data center is really what's fueling these moves here. Also want to point out Deutsche Bank rates at a hold. Price target was moved up to 185 from 150. Said the firm is impressed with NVIDIA's ability to successfully address a multitude of secular growth opportunities. But valuation is concerned. And indeed, the stock is at $200. I don't have the exact multiple here, but it is definitely up there. As you can see, stock trading sideways for the last month, and we'll take a year-to-date look, did manage to break to the upside to record highs in June. And now that it's been consolidating for a month, you might say, well, what's the next catalyst here? I think we'll find out, but it's not the earnings report today. Alexis.
No, it definitely is not. Okay. Facebook is back in the news. And I know the Federal Trade Commission earlier today filed to renew its antitrust complaint against Facebook. How is that playing out for the stock?
Well, the stock really didn't move on the news. It dropped around, I think, noon Eastern time. And here is an intraday look. Here is the noon Eastern time frame, and really not much of a movement there. You can see it climbed from, I think it was in the hole at the open. We'll switch to another view here. Well, this is not cooperating. Anyway, I'll get back to that screen. I do want to talk about the case. So this is a case that had been dismissed by a judge. The FTC brought it. And that's a pretty big deal because when you can't survive that motion to dismiss, which is in the very infancy of a case, that really speaks as to the strength of the other party's argument. So basically, the judge said they gave the ability to the FTC to come back, refile the petition. That's what they've done, and try to address some of the judge's concerns. Some of those concerns have to do with the fact that the FTC was making overly broad claims, such as its share of certain markets, for instance, personal social networking services, which it defines how it defines the business. So if you take a look at that, now they've updated the complaint saying that Facebook has 65% of the market, saying Snapchat has this X percentage. They've tried to tighten things up, but I don't think they did a good enough job. I'm not a lawyer. That is very much the case, but that's just my opinion. And I do have some reaction from Bloomberg Intelligence here. Would the revised U.S. antitrust case by FTC against Facebook more likely to lead to remedies like opening up its APIs or allowing data portability for its users outside its family of apps rather than a breakup? So even that probably not in the cards for Facebook, at least according to Bloomberg.
All right. We've got to get to Robinhood. We know revenue doubled last quarter, but the stock under pressure here after warning the app warning that trading is slowing down, which, I mean, it was going to be really hard to sustain that level of trading. Right, Jared?
Yeah. And I mean, expectations had gotten a bit high, but everybody knew that we're not going to have a Reddit. We're not going to have a Wall Street Bets event every single quarter. So, yeah, things are slowing down. Biggest surprise for me was how big crypto revenue is in their mix right now. It's bigger than their equities and their options revenue put together. And then of that percentage, we were talking about this an hour ago, Alexis, fully one third of that crypto revenue is coming from Dogecoin. So I don't know what that says about the future for Robinhood. But I think it's going to take a lot more than Dogecoin to prop up the business. Some other points in the report, I thought it was really interesting, not only the growth in crypto, but also in leverage. Customers are starting to use more leverage in their accounts. And this was something that the SEC and FINRA came after Robinhood, saying they were opening too many margin accounts, letting people buy call options, which is a levered position, without them having the requisite experience. And that was part of that $70 million fine that Robinhood just had to pay. So finally, final point here is we know insiders want to sell, and you got to imagine they're filing that prospectus or getting ready to file that amended prospectus with the most recent financials. And the question is, how much are they going to sell and at what price? Alexis.
That is the question. And of course, we know you'll be watching. All right, Jared Blickery, thanks so much.